The film crickets are intended for mature audiences. Any guests on the film crickets do not necessarily share the same opinions as the film crickets.
Film crickets, chirping about movies.
It's time for the Film Crickets with Jay Fortier, Chris Martineau, and Melanie Howerton. On this week's episode, the Crickets are joined by Anais Lucia as she makes her debut on the show. Jay, Chris, Melanie, and Anais review the 1986 American comedy drama film, Rat Boy.
Ugly.
Well, of course you're ugly. Nobody said you weren't. But hey, maybe you got soul too.
Does it stand the test of time? Let's find out. Your film crickets are on now.
So let me get to you some hookers.
I know.
All right, so hey.
I'm ready for you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Film Crickets. My name is Jay Fortier. I'm along with my good friend and co-host, Chris Martineau.
Hello, Jay.
Oh, God.
Oh, good to hear you, man. Welcome, Melanie, my good friend and co-host, Melanie Howerton. How you doing, Melanie?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. And, hey, we're honored to have Anais Lucia today. How you doing?
I'm good. Hi, thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to talk about this movie. Hopefully there'll be somebody out there who's heard of it.
They will
Melanie
now.
Melanie has.
Yes.
I have. I've seen it.
Yeah. She's the one of, I think, the only one that saw it. Like, I mean, of the three of us.
Yes.
Prior to.
I remember saying, like, as me and my husband were watching, I made him watch. As we were watching, I'm like, just check it out, play on your phone or whatever. I don't know. Like, but he watched it. But I remember him having tantrums. And like, every time something would come up, I'm like, I remember him crying a lot. I remember this. I remember that. Like, as it was happening, you know what I mean?
Wow. So when we, Anais, why don't you tell us, before we get going, like, where can we find you on the old socials or the internets or the world wide webs? What's your deal?
So I do a little bit of everything. I do podcasts and acting and a little stand-up comedy and hosting. So my comedy account is Anais Lucia Comedy, so it should be kind of easy if you can spell my name and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I have kind of like my main account is Girl and Her Shiba Dog. But if you just, you know, want to check out just my comedy right there, Anais Lucia Comedy's right there. Then I have a couple podcasts, so...
Excellent. One of them is dedicated solely to Rat Boy, or just is...
I should probably start one now. Now I think maybe I should.
It's fine. Eh? Like a Rat Boy appreciation podcast.
Yeah.
That's cool. I can dig it. So our assignment this week was Rat Boy. We kind of spoke a little bit before it. Before we started recording about our history with this. So I'm going to kind of go through, and Jay kind of alluded to it, but it's worth mentioning. Usually at this point, we say, hey, what's your history with this movie? How many times have you seen it? Was it on high rotation? I'm pretty sure, Jay, you and I are in the same camp. Haven't heard of it. Never saw it. I am the proud owner of Rat Boy now. Apparently, you can't rent this. I own this.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't.
I own it for... But I spent more to rent it than you did to buy it. So
you're welcome. I brought it up on Prime. It said purchase $3.99, a slash through it, $2.49. I'm like, I guess I have to. I couldn't find it on YouTube, so I now am the proud owner of Rat Boy. I had never seen it. Jason, same boat, right? I don't mean to speak for you. Hadn't seen it, hadn't rented it, didn't see it on HBO. Melanie, we've already alluded to this, but you've seen the film back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know. It must have been something that probably me and my mother just probably came on TV one day and we're probably like, Rat Boy. Okay, let's watch this. I just remember it. And she didn't remember it, but I'm sure if I showed her a picture of what it looked, you know, what he looked like, she'd remember. But and then I just kind of, I probably saw it one time, like a billion years ago.
Sure.
And then, I kind of remembered some stuff as it was happening.
All right.
And I know, like, exactly when he said Rat Boy, I pictured him in my face. I knew what he looked like. And then I looked like really went right to my phone to go look, and I was like, yep, I knew I seen it.
Okay. He looks like a rat. Anais, so what's your storied history with Rat Boy?
Well, first of all, I feel very connected to it because it was released the year I was born, so it's kind of like my birthday year film. And I don't really remember when I first saw it because I was very young. I was probably like 2 or 3 when it was just like being shown on HBO or something. And I guess my mom saw that I really liked it. and she recorded it on a VHS tape off of HBO for me, and I would just watch it like probably every day. So I was pretty obsessed with it, and I watched it so much that I messed up the VHS tape, and the tape got all like the film or whatever got all messed up, and I cried.
Did it have that little thing on the top of the screen where it waved to the right? You guys remember VHSs that would do that?
Well, I know I had like little static, and I would adjust it with the little
the tracking.
Tracking. Yeah, because that worked. Okay. That was awful. And then what happened after it died? Did you get it on Blu-ray? Did you get it on DVD? Did you get it on 4K Ultra High Def? I mean, what's the deal?
No, I would just like remember it. I was really sad. I cried so much.
Oh, no.
And I cried. So that was, you know, I was really young when that happened. And then in 2003 or 2004, I was like, I want to get this movie, like a copy of it, because I want to see it again. And I found it on Amazon back in, when Amazon was mostly like books and movies and stuff.
Yep.
And I bought it. It was supposedly like the VHS, you know, original VHS tape. And then I never got it. It was one of my first Amazon purchases.
What?
Never got it.
I'm calling Bezos. Aww.
Like my first Amazon experience was not that great, and I want to kind of go back and be like, 20 years later, I still have not received this VHS.
Oh my God.
So,
you owe me restitution.
Yeah.
So I would just watch like random clips on YouTube, and then I kind of like piece by piece, I saw like the whole movie again. But for this, I wanted to watch it like without having to do that, so I did end up like buying it on Prime. So now I own it digitally, but I would love to get like an actual VHS copy of it. So if anyone,
you gotta look on eBay.
Let me know. Oh yeah,
eBay. I guarantee you. Let me go look now.
Somebody's got that on VHS on eBay. There's no doubt.
All right, you have to actually send it to me. I'm like the Amazon person. I'm kind of scared to buy it because maybe it's like a curse. Like I'll never get a.
What you need to do is get it from eBay and then take a picture of you with it on eBay and then with you in a middle finger and then send it to Amazon and say fuck you guys. All right. So let's go. Now that we got that, let's go through the IMDb breakdown. Oh, my God. You open up the tab to Rat Boy, and it's just Rat Boy standing there. It's amazing.
1998.
Tons of them. Tons of them.
I'm going to buy every copy.
Oh, Jesus.
Every one will arrive.
There's a yard sale like this she has in front of her. There's like all Rat Boys. Oh, I think something popped up.
A movie poster on there.
Oh my gosh. Movie poster is really solemn.
I know, like all his screenshots, there's so many sad ones. I just look at them and I want to cry.
Yeah, it's so hard to be different.
Dot, dot, dot. $15.99, free shipping. There you go.
Hey,
my early gift, my early Christmas and birthday gifts. So thank you.
Awesome.
To myself.
Man, you really, this poster is such a bummer. All right, anyway. Rat Boy, 1986, PG-13. Probably because of the hookers. 1 hour and 44 minutes. Several shady and shallow people try to profit one after another from a physically deformed teenager whose face looks like a snout of a rodent and who lives in, hidden in a city garbage dump, alone and miserable. Oh, my God. Directed by Sandra Locke, written by Rob Thompson. Stars Sandra Locke, Robert Townsend, Christopher Hewitt, and a bunch of other people. Larry Hankin, Garrett Graham... Louis Anderson, Sharon Reed, John Witherspoon's in this movie. Billy Bird,
Bill Maher.
A lot of comics. Bill Maher is in this movie.
Robert Townsend.
John Lovett's in this movie.
John Lovett.
She must have just known people, right? She just got some friends.
Well, yeah. I mean, she was Clint Eastwood's girlfriend or whatever, right? And she was like, I used to call her the girl, you know, that blonde that's in all the Clint Eastwood movies. Like, I didn't even know her name. Like, that's what I just call. Like, if I ever needed to reference her about something, I'd be like, you know, he's always got that blonde girl with him. Like, it was because she was in like five or six movies in a row, maybe more, like in that time span. So.
Any which way you can, and any which way but loose, or as my grandmother would say, any which if talking about both movies, any which way you can and loose. Okay. So anyhow,
wait, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I looked up when you were talking about like Clint Eastwood and all that kind of stuff, but I looked up the actor to see what he really looked like, and he was in Rebel Without
a woman.
Cause.
Oh
no, it's a guy. It's a totally guy, and he was in Rebel Without a Cause.
For which one, the Rat Boy?
Yes.
Oh, because
the actual actor, Rat Boy.
Oh, because they had, I thought they had said a woman played it.
No, it's not.
I think the
it's
woman
a guy and he's
played
a lot of things.
I think there's a guy that did the Rat Boy's voice, but the actual person with the costume was a woman.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I looked up the guy. I looked it up, and there was a guy, and he looks just like him. And he's been in a bunch of movies. And he looks, I'm telling you, just like him.
That's cool. Maybe Rat Boy that's conspiracy. So hey, let's talk about Rat Boy. So we have, to me, the movie starts out with, obviously, we have someone that we're trying to exploit. This kind of freak. Again, I'm going to say this word because that's the best way I can think about it. Kind of like a sideshow freakish kind of person. And I'm sorry. I did watch it. I don't remember some things about it. We don't know why it looks like a rat.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, there's no backstory or anything really. Nope, just his mom passed away.
Okay. And two guys come in like Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost style, which I did not understand why they did that. To go and take him, to steal him like an artifact.
Well, so I was thinking, I want to say on that note, like, I mean, this movie tells you that if somebody looks different and odd, just kidnap them or befriend them to let them come live with you so they can make you money.
Yes, of course. Yeah. No doubt. So to me, it starts off. Obviously, this movie is kind of a hot mess in terms of writing and directing. It's all over the place. It's got all these little mini vignettes that we're following around as we go through Rat Boy's existence until the very end when it just abruptly ends. I don't mean Rat Boy. I mean the movie. I guess what I'm saying, like, it starts out with a common theme of someone who has special needs, who is literally fish out of water. Obviously not well-adjusted because of whatever, either because of society, because of his own personal disabilities or whatever the case may be. And someone's going to come in and exploit that and try to, because the person that has the disabilities doesn't know any better. Mm-hmm. Almost like, but the person that has the disabilities and has this quote unquote talent, doesn't really care about becoming famous. Or doesn't really care about money. It's all the people that are trying to exploit him that cares about money. To me, This has been done a lot of times. Like I just kept thinking Little Man Tate. If anyone saw that movie, Little Man Tate. No? Okay, never mind. It had some serious Mac and Me vibes. Short Circuit, another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Because Short Circuit just wanted to be a robot, just wanted to be a child, just wanted to do his thing. But everybody's like, no, you can do all these things. Number Five, Johnny Five didn't want to hear it. And it's the same thing here. Like, he's a simpleton. I mean that in the best, all due respect. Who just wants the simple things. That doesn't care about it. He'd just as soon live in a garbage pile. And so the beginning, and to me, what's touching, that what gave me the feels, not a lot of times, but it gave me the feels when the only thing that would calm him down was the little story.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about that?
I thought
that made me cry the first time I saw it.
Right?
I cried again when, like, when I watched it yesterday, and like she started reading, and he started getting calmed down. I was like, well, at least he knows how to self-regulate, like his emotions. Like, he knows, he's aware. He's like, this is gonna calm me down. Here's how you can help me calm down. Where some adults still don't know how to calm themselves down, but he knows.
But on the other side of it, he yells at people to read it to him so he can calm down.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, he's, I guess, like a teenager.
Read the story, damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm better.
It reminds him of his good old days. I just want to say, okay, see this person right here? You can picture that person wearing that mouse face, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is Jimmy Berard, or however you say the name. And you were right. His sister was a mouseketeer. That's funny, a mouseketeer. Who played the Rat Boy. But this is her brother, who's an actor who looks like her.
Wow.
Whoa. That's weird.
So I looked up this person and I thought this, because when I looked it up, it said her name real quick, but then I clicked on this guy because it was next to each other. And then I saw this picture and I was like, I can totally picture that with the makeup on.
Yeah, right?
So I thought it was him. Apparently it's brother and sister.
Well, it certainly was disconcerting when I understand that we're not supposed to understand what Rat Boy is saying, but it was also disconcerting when the voices did not at all match.
Hmm.
Like the motions of the snout. That was kind of off-putting a little bit, but
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? So how do we feel about Sandra? What's the character's name? I'm never good at
Nikki.
Nikki. How do we feel about her?
I did not like her.
Okay. At all? At any point in the movie?
No, I mean, at first I did. I mean, as a kid, I mean, because I know she's just trying to exploit him. I was all like, you know, and she seems nice at first. And then when I saw what was going on, I was like, oh, I don't like her anymore. And
then at the end,
I think she redeemed herself.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
How did she even? So we know that she's going to try to get him into the talk show circuit, or into the, basically put him on display as a freak. It seems to me that she doesn't know that she's. Is she aware she's exploiting him, or does she think I'm doing him a favor?
I mean, she. I would say she's kind of. I mean, she's talking about all the benefits that she's going to receive. Like,
yes,
this is her big break. Right. You know, it doesn't seem like, you know, it's all about him in any way, like as far as his feelings.
Mm-hmm. So
that's just
so he's just an object, basically.
Yeah, I think she was just so focused on like her, you know, just her, what she wants to achieve that she kind of forgot to think about him. And she said that later when she was apologizing, like, oh, I didn't, like, people would say I was exploiting you, but I didn't mean it that way. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Really?
I have to say though, when she put him on stage, and have you ever seen Young Frankenstein? Because
yes,
and literally that's all I can think of. Like, this is Young Frankenstein. They might as well just start singing, putting on the Ritz. He gets up there in this stupid outfit, and then they're making him try to recite some poem. Like, why would they even make him do that? Why wouldn't they just be asking him questions or something? Like, so where are you from? You know, what's going like? But no, make him say some stupid poem. Like, it's like totally Young Frankenstein all over again.
By Mr. Belvedere.
Yes, by Mr. Belvedere.
I saw that. Right.
Like, it's no, but so... yeah, I so when you said that, it was that's all I was thinking about is expecting him to say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Madame,
a living, monsieur, breathing rat about town."
What was once an inarticulate man of lifeless tissue.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
So it's like I said, we've kind of seen. I guess what made it tough to watch in terms of I'm trying to be nice, and that's the only way I can say it, like sitting through it, and I'm sorry, that's the only way I can say it, is that we've kind of seen it before. Like I said, it was Young Frankenstein, it's got Mac and Me vibes, it's got so Sandra Locke, and again, I don't want to harsh her vibe because she wrote this, is her directorial debut, it seems,
right? She didn't write it though.
I know, but she directed it,
and then
so I'm sure
Amazon trivia I saw when I was watching it, you can see it on the screen. It said that like Clint Eastwood was like an uncredited producer, so he was kind of involved too, but he didn't want his name, I guess, on it or something. Apparently, she wanted to make some changes, and he didn't like. He insisted on not. He didn't let her make those changes. So.
Okay.
Clint was a little bit involved.
Clint. I think it was because, like, I think her mother was on her deathbed and she had to step away or something.
Oh.
Something like that. Somebody was dying. Yeah. But you know what I did read, too? She, you know, she directed The Rat Boy. But in 1971, she played in Willard. You remember the movie with the kid who's fascinated by rats? She was in that movie.
What is this rat thing?
Goodness. She kind of has mouse-like vibes to her, honestly. As soon as I saw her, I was like, with the big eyes and everything too, and I was just like, she could be a little mouse. she looks like a mouse. I don't know.
So right out of the gate, that to me was okay. Like, we're just gonna go through these little vignettes. Now at what point then Louis Anderson comes in? Is this his first role, Louis?
I have no idea.
I doubt it.
I think it was Bill Maher, but I'm not sure about, like...
Okay.
What year was this, you guys?
86.
What year was Witchboard in?
87, I think.
Yeah, after
okay,
this.
Okay, because did you guys notice the TTFN girl? And she was at the party, and she looked exactly the same. The psychic from Witchboard was at the party. Mm-hmm. Same outfit, I swear to God. Same jewelry, same hair, same everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, the redheaded lady?
Well, she had like purple and red. I don't know, like
short hair. The punkish one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It had her because I was like, this had to have been filmed right around the same time.
I haven't seen Witchboard since the early 90s.
Oh my God, I've seen it a bunch of times.
It's not great.
Well, I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I remember Witchboard was the thing. Like, people were really into Witchboard.
I'm sorry.
Let's get off of Witchboard. Rat Boy. So look, here we go, Rat Boy. He's at this Hollywood party. Again, Sandra, Nikki, say, you know what? The little rat boy, he'll be fine by himself. I'm going to go hang out with Bill Maher in a weird white white car. I'm just going to abandon him. He'll be fine. He's a grown-up
rat. My brothers will watch him.
Yeah, my brothers will watch because they're very... So again, we don't, no one cares about Rat Boy. Really, that's what we're getting at here. And that's
you
what
know what's
tugs
funny,
your guy? Heart.
You know what's funny, man? The thinner brother, the whatever his name is. What's his name?
I've seen him often.
Anyways, you have a moment where you're like, oh, he actually cares about him. No, he just doesn't want to get in trouble with the older sister. you're like, oh, isn't that nice? He's being, oh, never mind. My bad.
Everybody's really selfish. Like, really, really selfish. Are we trying to say here that, like, are we all the people that want to exploit Rat Boy? Like, no one really gives a damn about Rat Boy. So, at times, do you feel like you are Rat Boy? Anaïs, it seems as though you have this connection to this film from earlier on. Like, are any of that, does that ring true? I'm not saying you or anybody. Like, don't we all kind of feel like that sometimes? Like, I'm just kind of in this whole masquerade. No one really gives a shit about me. They just want to know what I can do for them. Or am I wrong? Is that, since you have a pretty good connection with this, is that untrue? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I think part of it, like, I could kind of, like, relate to, like, feeling like no one cared and stuff like that. Was, like, just... kind of, I felt like definitely like misunderstood in a way.
Sure.
As like a little kid, I was kind of like the black sheep of my family, so that's fine.
Okay.
And also just like me as like someone who just like loves animals and like weird creatures, I guess. Like, I just wanted to take care of Rat Boy. I was like, I wish I could be his friend. I would totally protect him. I wouldn't be mean like all these people. Like, I hated everyone except pretty much him, because like, they're so mean to him. Like, that's why I was crying yesterday when I was watching the movie again. Because I was like, everyone's so mean to him. Like, I just want to protect him. And I would be his friend and be his, like, genuine friend, not trying to use him. So I guess part of it is, like, me just wanting to, like, go protect him. Even though he's, like, not a real person.
So maybe that's what they're getting at. Maybe it's just, like, you know, we all at times kind of... I'm not saying this is executed well. But don't get me wrong. But... what I am saying is, like, maybe that's what they're going for, is that we have this character who luckily right out of the gate looks, again, it's a rat. I mean, they don't even tell us why it looks like a rat. But the fact of the matter is, like, at times we all kind of can I at least identify with that feeling that at some point, you know what? I do want to just have a story read to me and go to sleep when I've had a shitty day. And it seems like no one gives a damn. I just want somebody to read to me. I'm not saying I want, guys, I'm not a weirdo. I'm just saying, like, okay, that's Marco's kink. But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, you just want something simple so you can calm down.
Of course.
And maybe that's what we identify with.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what they're trying for.
I mean, I feel like also just when he's like saying that he's ugly and like the older brother's trying to like make him feel better about that, I feel like that's also kind of relatable. Like, just like accepting who you are.
True.
Like, hey, now that you're saying that.
It was so funny. Sorry. I thought it was so funny when the guy that like was trying to help him, the, what was the African-American guy that was, he was so funny.
Robert Townsend.
The guy that was driving him around and all that.
Yeah.
He was the funniest one in the whole movie.
Melanie, I think we're on the same wavelength. Go ahead, and I'll see if you say the same thing.
Okay, I know your point, So when he was like, you know, he's like, oh, you don't like how you look? He's like, you know, you can change. You can get a nose job. He's like, you can shave some of that hair off your body. You know, you can do this and this. He goes, just be yourself, man. I was like, be yourself.
Thank you. That's exactly it. Like, right after all the changes, be yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Just change
all
the
things. I laughed.
Yeah, I do have to say, I did like him, probably, like, I didn't dislike him as much as I like, because he was kind of funny, and he actually was trying to be his friend, but then, you know, he abandoned him at the end, so.
He still had his, like, weird little side hustles with him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, here's the, you know, have the guy who's selling jewelry, just sell him the glass one for $1,000.
Oh, my God.
It
just made me hate humans and love animals more. So
you know, now, don't you think they kind of dropped the ball? Like when he was going down, like Sunset Strip, or being in the party. LA has got, like, you know, I've never been, but It has a reputation of having pretty much everybody from all walks of life and different types, like all gathering together, especially like on the strip in the 80s, mm-hmm. Like with the hair metal, everything was like, you know, this person looks
the
this
strip's
way, this
not way. Much cleaner. I've been there.
Okay. So wouldn't it have been kind of funny to have him walk down and nobody looks at him in a bad way at all? Like,
and because, again,
yeah. No, they were still sort of freaking out at times. Like, you know, like they were like, ah, woo, you know, like those moments. And it's like, wouldn't that have just been cool if they just accepted him because he's in the right place?
I kind of feel like he did, because in that one part that he was walking down the street when he first ran away, they were talking to him like he was just like a regular guy, like, hey, man, what about this? Or what about, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, yeah. It was just normal. They didn't even look at him like he was weird or anything. Like, they were talking to
him. Yeah,
that's
like kind of what I felt, too, that they were just kind of like, oh, he's like, oh, like, they like his style. Or I don't know, I feel like they were kind of like, oh, he's cool, you know?
I saw a couple people, like, scream about him, but okay.
Yeah. It's the same vibes as, like, when you see, what the frick is it? Howard the Duck. Like, no one bats an eye. That there's a duck
there he is.
Talking to you. You know, whoa, cute. There's a dog.
Yeah.
Hi, Rat Boy.
Oh, right, I saw him on your
dog boy. Dog boy.
To me,
I thought he was a Pomeranian because there was one picture that I saw of him, and I just saw a little piece of him, and I thought he was a pom pom. And I was going to ask you because the color of him is my dog that had just passed away, and I thought you had a Pomeranian just like him. I got another Pomeranian. This is a different color, but I thought he was a pom-pom at first when I first saw him. Oh, well, you know, because I couldn't see his whole body. I just saw his nose and like an eyeball color. Or something. Yeah.
So that's a rat boy of a different color, guys. I tell you. So I think personally, even though we are in this world where we're all trying to exploit the rat boy for being a rat boy, I think there should be more freaking out of being near a thing that looks like a giant rat. I mean, I'm sorry, I know, but I should be, you know, I'm not closing the window of disbelief on this. I understand the movie's not a movie unless you can actually interact with said rat boy, but I gotta tell you, there should be more people panicking and running if you saw a giant rat thing walking around, even if it is kind, even if it is not, you know, it's not gross and drooling.
Yeah, but
if it's got people close and walking on two feet. Yeah, I know. With a tuxedo. With a tuxedo and bling.
And the necklace,
don't forget.
I have to say, what bothered me, I think, the most about the movie, and I kept saying it to my husband, was, okay, you can make a movie called Rap. I bet you this is why it probably didn't do so good, but because it has 2 stars, but you can make a movie called Rap Boy. You know, you can make, because it said a disabled kid, you know, whatever. You can make someone look like, oh, he kind of has mouse-like features to him, and he's very hairy, you know what I mean? And his nose or his face looks a little distorted, almost like a mouse. But there's no way in hell any person in the world is going to have ears that look like that in a tail he's hiding in his hands. Just like that. Like, they kind of overstepped it with the special effects. And I think that's why it kind of made it seem stupid in a way, because of the special effects just went overboard. Like, it was like, you can make him look like a rat boy, but don't make him look like, his mother obviously didn't have sex with a rat. She's not going to be able to, you know what I mean?
Valid.
Be able to have this
hey, obviously.
Out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously.
Hey.
So
guys.
They kind of made him look like he was a little bit more disfigured, maybe radish-like, but not go that far out.
I know what you're saying. No, yeah, I get you. Because like the whiskers and stuff, you know, because
yeah,
like, you can't have
the
whiskers
big ears with the
that pop
the
out of your side. Now, no, but on my bingo card of things that were ever to be said on this show, that was not on there.
Nope. No, probably not.
His mother did not obviously have sex with a rat. Like, it was just like one of those things. It's like, that's never going to be uttered on my show. Like on our show.
Studio 54 got weird, but it didn't get that weird. I was going to compliment it. Melanie, I know I never thought of it like that, but yeah, they probably would have been more suited if it were just analogous to a rat.
Yeah.
Rather than actually being a full rat, but you gotta admit, like,
but I think
they didn't make it look like a rat. Those black eyes were pretty black, and whoever was in that costume had to deal with black sclera lenses the entire time, and had to deal with those big ears. And for such a low budget project, that obviously, I mean, they couldn't have thought, you know what, Academy Award,
no doubt.
We gotta get this in by December, guys, because this is gonna be on the docket. Platoon and Rat Boy.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, obviously they knew what they had in their hands, and they spent, it seemingly, I gotta tell you, it looked better than Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, right. I mean, the just special sorry. Effects that they feel, did man. Was actually good work. So yeah. I thought it was good work, but I didn't like the fact that they went so overboard with the special effects because make him look disfigured, make him look like, you know, he's got, you know, like he's a disfigured boy that looks radish and people call him, but don't go overboard with the long ears coming out the side of the head going up with the fur on them and the whiskers and the tail and everything. They went overboard and literally that's what made it look, and I'm telling you, it's probably what failed the movie as much as it did is how, I'm going to say dumb because the special effects are good, but how dumb he looked because he's never going to look like that. They should have had it look a little bit more realistic as just a deformity.
Well, that's because
again, like I said, with the whole sex with the mom thing, that's not gonna you're not gonna create that no matter how you never gonna happen.
But that's why. But and again, I'm agreeing with you. But that's why the movie. Again, I'm not trying to give more meaning than it has. Yeah. I'm really not. But if you make him look like that, then he can't be kind of this analogous thing to. Like it's a fantastical thing that we're exploiting this rat boy. Like it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be fantastical. That way we can put him in any situation, right? If he looks like a person, we're not going to expect him to do the putting on the Ritz exploitative on the stage reciting of a poem situation, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Of course you're going to freak out, right? And if it's not, and I'm really sorry, man, I'm going to sound terrible, but this movie talks about disfigurement like freakish. So I'm sorry, I'm not that person. But if you make him look more like a person, now we're dealing with Mask.
Well,
and
not
Mask
really, because,
is a different movie than Rat Boy.
But think about the old.
But we have to love him for looking like he does. So we have to love Rat Boy for looking. And it's easier to love a person that sort of looks like a person than a person that looks like a rat.
I know, but like think about the old, like, okay, when they walked out on that stage, that's what doctors used to do to show off new things and stuff like that, or all this weird stuff. But if you think about the old circuses, I mean, there literally are family of there's families out there that look like wolf boys. I mean, and those are actually real people, and they were exploited when they were younger.
Okay.
And so why couldn't they just make him look a little bit more realistic and not?
I got you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, in fact, I think, you know, I disagreed with the one sentence review that said a physically deformed teenager.
Yes.
Like, it's like, no, it's you know, I don't know. It just seemed a little like that's a little too simple to
I think somebody with
the
special effects department was like, this is going to be cool. Let's do this.
Well, I mean, but it looks good. It looks like a big rat. I mean, I don't know. Like, good for you. I can't do that. Like, I've seen far worse. Worse special effects on better movies.
Yeah.
No, the whole thing was brave. Like, the whole, like, idea, like, of them trying this was a brave idea. Mm. In fact, though, back then, in 86, movies, you could have weird movies just start popping up. Like, there was a lot of different attempts. Like, I mean, we covered
cocaine,
a movie, Trick or Treat.
Cocaine.
Trick or Treat. Think of that. It's a rock band. The guy. I know, but I'm saying, like, if you want to look at it for what it is, a guy dies who's the lead singer of a band, then comes back through the backwards playing of his latest album. You know what I mean? It's just kind of, you know, he comes back, like, through the speaker. But what I'm saying is, you know, they had all these daring little things.
Yeah, of course. I know,
And so is this.
Yeah.
But it's like now they don't take risks. With movies.
Yeah.
Like, everything's like, you know, like, you've heard of this story, right? Okay, we made a movie into it. Mm-hmm. That's really what they do today. Like, everything today is like, you know, you've heard of Zorro? We have Zorro movie. You know, like, it's like all these things that they
just
like.
I wonder if, like, Tim Burton watched this movie, because I had mentioned earlier how Edward Scissorhands was my other favorite movie around the same time. And, like, the stories are kind of, were, like, similar where a woman goes and gets like a freak from their home and tries to do stuff with them. But at least she's nicer in Edward Scissorhands. She actually cares about him.
Yes.
But that's my issue. It's
very hard to like most of the people.
Yeah.
Because even at the end, I know that she kind of turns around, but I still think she has an agenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even till like the very last minute, like almost the last few minutes of the movie, I'm like, you know.
I was thinking that too. I wonder if she's going to still do something like.
Well, you know what? And Anais, like, had talked about her, the arc, but then we started to, like, as she's saying it, we're also saying we're going, okay, so it's not, you're kind of lying to him while you're saying, you know, I never really meant to. You know, I forget what she said, but like, you know, it didn't sound genuine when she was apologizing.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, happy she said it, but I wasn't like, oh, I like you now. I was just like, okay, I'm glad you at least said that because you should be apologizing, but yeah. I don't really like trust you. I still want you to leave Brat Boy alone.
Yeah. You know, one thing that pissed me off is like, you know how they brought him out to that thing that we were talking about on that stage and he freaked out and was, you know, hit the lights and all that and he ran away. Oh my God. Okay. Really? Like, they brought somebody on there that was obviously he's not all there. He's got a lot of issues. He's been living by his own since he was probably like a little kid. His mother died, all this other stuff. He's got a lot of issues. They are not going to be running through the woods shooting at this kid. First of all, he did absolutely nothing. It's all on the news. Like, there's a warrant for his arrest and everything. And like, he's like most wanted, whatever. And like, then the cops are, there he is. And there's no way the cops are going to see him whatsoever. She's driving way far ahead. The kid's really little in the seat. And all of a sudden they see the back of the car and they're like, that's him in the car. And then they're chasing him through the woods and they're shooting him. Like, they've got guns and they're shooting at him now. I'm like, give me a break. Like, wait, he's not even armed for one thing. And he did absolutely nothing. And if anybody was going to get in trouble, it would have been her for exploiting this kid, throwing him on the stage. He had a fit, freaked out, and ran away. Why is he in trouble at all in any way? Like that.
First of all, I take umbrage.
Now, I don't know. I feel like
I take umbrage with that, Melanie, because the cops knew where to look. Because how many pink Buick Firenzes with a Mercedes medallion on the front have you ever seen?
I said that looks like a Mercedes medallion, and then Ronnie goes, no, it's Chrysler medallion or something, and I was like,
no, because that's a Buick.
No, I think it was Mercedes to pretend like
that's
like
what?
Yeah, she was
I know,
like because
I had that Buick. That's a Buick Skyhawk, but they called it the Firenza. But that's a Buick Skyhawk, and I had a Buick Skyhawk.
That's funny.
And that front end is unfucking mistakable. Trust me.
Yeah.
So no, that's a Buick. So, my God.
But no, it was like her trying to be bigger than, you know, the person who's like, you know, like, look at me, I'm living large.
Oh, you think that, so that was her on purpose being a phony?
Yeah.
She put that there? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Who's not going to know it's on a Mercedes, though?
What's the matter? NIU's, you're chomping at the bit. What's the matter?
Yeah. No, it's just the Wi-Fi went out for, like, you guys kind of cut out for a little bit. So my Wi-Fi.
Sorry.
We're just complaining about
the talking about that she put the Mercedes emblem there to look big, like to look like she was bigger than she was.
Yeah. Okay.
I just thought it was funny how it was like a pink car, and I'm like, that's probably not the best thing for a car chase to have.
No.
Like, the most obvious car.
You're not going to blend
in anywhere. Mary Kay car going high speed down Interstate 40.
It totally looks like a Mary Kay car. It actually looked like it was spray painted because the finish was so bad. I was like, does somebody just spray paint that pink?
Well, you know, we got a rat budget for costuming we have to worry about. We can't be worried about actually getting real cars.
Yeah.
Can we, before we do the trivia, can I just ask why were there prostitutes? Why did we go down that road?
Because
the weird Italian woman singing opera in the alleyway in the pouring rain? By the way, it was only raining in the alleyway because the cars that were going by didn't have windshield wiper blades on. That's me being picky. I get it. It's movie magic. It's fine. What was that all about? Why did that happen?
He was hiding out eating chocolates. Do you remember that scene?
Yes.
It makes it more sad.
No,
Melanie,
it's already
Melanie
sad.
Melanie didn't remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, he's waiting for
Nikki
Sandra
for the
Locke.
Date or something like that. He thought it was going to be like a date.
Okay.
And he opens the chocolates because he gets bored and there's a woman singing like at the end of the alley. Just starts pounding the chocolates.
Oh, okay.
It's
like another guy, like just like somebody like beatboxing. Like, it's not going to be the same vibe.
Yeah.
Was he like in a tree or something? No, he wasn't in a tree.
I've seen some sad beatboxers. I don't know.
I did think that guy was so funny, though. Like, I think anything that was funny came out of that guy's mouth. He was like, who you people? You know, remember? Yeah. When the guy came, he was like, I've got a gun or whatever. Like, when he was
he was definitely, if you're going to pick somebody.
Yeah.
That is your favorite out of all the jerks?
Yeah, I love him.
You know what I mean? Like, because everyone's a jerk in the movie, pretty much. So you're like, all right, listen, I like you the best.
Yeah.
Because he kind of talked to him, like, down to earth, like he was just another person, kind of. He didn't look at him weird, like, you know what I mean? Like, even, like I said, when he first saw him, he was like, who are you people? Like, who's your people? You know what
he
I mean? Like,
he injected dude into the story. I thought that was funny.
Yes. I thought he was really funny. Every time I laughed in the movie, it was because of that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, when he was reading the story and he was like, oh yeah, Tom, the man, he's like, he's a cool dude. Like, yeah. He's like improvising the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because he's riding down the street reading it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just pull over.
I know. Like, why did he have to read it?
I swear everybody in this movie I knew. Like, did you guys feel like that? Like, literally the guy that was selling him the stuff too. Like, literally every single person that they showed in this movie, I'm like, I've seen that person before. I've seen this person.
He has
before.
A lot of little celebs.
That guy's famous for being in Friday, I guess.
Oh, okay. Grandfather that movie was on Friday. Funny. Yeah.
I never saw it, but I heard it was okay. Cool.
Yeah. That was fun.
So you don't have trivia, you said?
Uh-uh, no. The only thing I had was the fact that she worked on Willard as well, and then the Clint Eastwood's girlfriend thing, and that's it. I didn't have anything else. The trivia was the smallest that I had ever seen. It was only like, mm-hmm. I mean, it was like this big on the, and there was just hardly anything there. I just didn't think it was that interesting except for a couple things, so I didn't do it.
That's cool.
All right.
I did recognize two people from Home Alone, because that's one of my other favorite movies ever. So like the psychic lady, she was in Home Alone. She was a lady at the airport that she exchanged, like got the earrings from.
Oh yes.
Kevin's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then the guy with hat at the beginning, he was like chewing the hay, I think. The guy that kidnapped him, the guy with the hat, he was one of the cops that Kevin's mom called. And she's like, oh, we'll go check on him. And he was like, we'll go check on
right, him. On the phone, yes. He's also the upstairs neighbor. He's the upstairs neighbor on Friends that, like, is always wearing a bathrobe.
That you were saying, the psychic lady, she was on 16 Candles. She's the one that went to Molly, and she was like, they're getting so big. And I was like,
well, the grandmother.
Like, yeah, the grandmother.
That's right.
On this film.
Yeah.
At the beginning too, Melanie, the guy from summer school, Dave, from he's standing on top with the gun.
Oh, that's
and Courtney Gaines mm-hmm. was in the car.
Yeah,
who's Courtney Gaines?
You know from the Birds. It came with the frame.
Oh,
the redhead. Okay. He's the redhead making out with his girlfriend. And he was also in Children of the Corn.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
There
were
more people in this movie than I think I've seen in it. Like, I swear every single person that came on, I'm like,
yeah.
I know that.
You could do the Kevin Bacon thing. Game alone. Yeah. Yes. Would be through the roof.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You ready for final judgment then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's time now for final judgment. Are you ready to rubber stamp this bitch? Here's the final judgment.
All right, it's time for final judgment. And poor Rat Boy received one hell of a judgment throughout most of this film. Mm-hmm. And the judgment should be, I know, I'm getting to you, man. Okay. I see you champing at the bit, buddy.
I'm not going to say much.
No, it's fine. But I think the rest of the characters deserve the judgment, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, it's time for fact, not opinion. Opinion, not fact. You decide. It's time for Chris to start the ball rolling. I can see him ready to go.
Yeah, I only want to say this because nobody said it so far. What? So I'm going to say, for a lot of reasons, this movie does not hold up. And I'm going to say the biggest reason why it does not stand the test of time is three words. Merv fucking Griffin. That's why. Merv Griffin is in this movie. Merv Griffin. No one knows who that is anymore, nor do they want to remember him. I brought it up. I said to my wife, I'm like, Merv Griffin's in this movie. And she went, oh my God. So just for the fact that the rest of the movie is obviously dripping in the 80s and doesn't hold up, but the fact that Merv Griffin is a centerpiece of this film makes it not hold up. So besides all the other reasons, Merv Griffin, no way it doesn't hold up. Next.
Let's let the guests know.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely like a very 80s movie in many ways. I feel like some of the ideas maybe hold up. Like, I think, like, okay, so the fact that, like, people, like, would kind of still want, will do anything for fame, I think that's still very relevant. So I feel like that little part holds up. And kind of the whole how she's trying to, like, you know, connect with people and, like, it's a lot of, like, men just kind of maybe asking for favors kind of type of thing, that whole Hollywood vibe, like that's still a thing. So I feel like that's relevant, but I guess everything else is, doesn't really hold up. And because I was thinking, like, if this movie was made now, like, it wouldn't be, it'd probably be even worse, I think, because, like, it wouldn't really be a whole a movie, because someone would see someone like Rat Boy and just like film him, put him on Instagram, and that'll be it. Like, so it's definitely something that is, it works in the '80s, but wouldn't really. I mean, though I'm not saying it's a good movie. But
somebody
it,
nowadays,
it then, but wouldn't work now.
Somebody nowadays would say, "Don't body shame Rat Boy. He is who he is."
Yeah.
No, he's a rat. What are we talking about? Yeah. It's a walking rat. All right.
I guess I'll go. So no, it doesn't. I mean, like the you know how Chris, you tend to talk about dirty beer glass filming.
Yes,
like it has like a blurry, hazy look.
Cinematography,
to it.
Not so great.
Yeah, so like I mean, yeah, did the costume look good? Sure. But like no, the whole thing did feel like the whole thing felt old. Like you know, I mean, the cars, everything. You know, so as far as it holding up, now I think there's probably a good idea there that they could do better with today. Yeah. Like I think somebody could do something like this and make it like where people can connect. If you get a really good writer. Or team of writers, they could probably get it to where we all feel a little more other than sad. Like, you know, like the whole movie, you just felt bad for the guy, and that's it. Like, when it was over, and it's like, then he's still running, and then they play the weird song that doesn't seem to fit. Like, I know he already danced to that song, he was playing it before. However, it had a weird, like, moment, like when he was running away and that song's playing. Like, it just almost didn't look like it fit the moment. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, but either way, like, I really think that this could be done very well today, like, with a good writer and good production team. Melanie?
I was trying to pull the thing up because in IMDb, like, the description of it was basically, I was like, that's it? Like, the description basically said something like a disfigured whatever, and then it just basically said that, like,
I have it right here.
Seems to want, yeah, okay, yeah, because I couldn't get the internet to open. Yeah,
like
read it.
Several shady and shallow people, man, there you go, try to profit one after another from a physically deformed teenager whose face looks like a snout of a rodent who lives hidden in a city garbage dump alone and miserable.
Yeah, the one I was reading said something different because it said they either want to profit or hoard him in some way or something. And then I was like, that's it? Like, there's nothing, like, it was just like, there's this poor kid and then everybody just wants to mistreat him, period. It was like, it was almost like there was nothing else. And that's kind of how it reminded me of. There was, like, nothing else. And then I hated the end of it because the end of it was like, I thought that, like, at least maybe I was hoping that she would, like, take care of him or something. But he just runs off by himself. And it reminded me of, like, a leprechaun or something, the way he was running off into the sunset or something after a rainbow or something. I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I hated the end of it. I was like, literally, that's it. Like, there's literally no happy ending. He just ran away. He's alive. Big deal. He should be. He's glad that he escaped.
He's alive. Big deal.
They didn't kill him when they tried to shoot him. Like, so it's happy because he's alive. Well, whatever. He's gonna go back to live on his own again. Be all by himself. Be all sad by himself. And he's injured now. He's shot in the arm. But it's so happy.
He's gonna get gangrene, and he's gonna die of a vicious infection.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm like, that sucks. I was like, that's a shitty ending, and then I was just like. Okay, so I just kind of felt like I was like, that's it? Like, there's nothing else now? She's not going to, like, wait for the cops to go away and then find him and then try to take care of him and make up to him. Like, there's just, like, he's all skipping off, all happy. I'm shot in the arm. I'm going to live in the garbage can again. This is great. So, I don't know. I just didn't think it was a good ending, but I thought it was funny, certain parts of it, but it did look super old. As I was watching it, and I think that if they did make it again, they would not have to make him look so stupid. They need to make him look more realistic. I mean, like I said, the special effects are good, and yes, he does look like an animal like they want, but if they made this again, it's just way too unrealistic. They need to make him look more realistic, like a deformity. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't fly. It's just, you know, it's like seeing a Care Bear walk down the street. Like, oh, this is a Care Bear. Like,
ugliest Care Bear ever.
His mom died. She used to read him this book. He's like, you know, it's just like, there's just, he just looks too, it wouldn't look like that. So I think they'd have to make it look more realistic. And I wished for a happier ending because I felt bad for him the whole time. But it was cute. There was funny parts of it. I had seen it, so I have heard of it. So, you know, I don't know how many people have heard of it. I'm sure people watched it back then when it was on HBO. I'm sure that's how I saw it. But yeah, I don't think it holds up. But you know, I didn't mind watching it. How's that?
Great.
You know, when people do, the poster and there's a little like, a thing in quotes that like, you know, like this is what this critic said.
Yeah.
I didn't mind watching it.
It was the okayest movie ever.
I didn't walk out.
I was not physically ill. Not once did I throw up in my mouth. I don't feel stupider for watching this movie.
I you know what? The only movie in my life that I ever walked out on ever, and I couldn't wait to go see it because it had, is it Matt LeBlanc from Friends? Was the what was the
Lost in Space?
Yes. I walked out on that movie. Me and Ronnie went to go see it when we were dating, and I was like, "No, it was so bad." I literally walked out on it. I did not walk out on the Rat Boy though, because I needed to watch it for this. So,
I have one question when you guys are done.
Yeah.
About the end.
Yeah.
All right.
We're done with all that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So spoilers for anyone who's listening who hasn't seen the movie.
Really selling it.
So I want to know what you guys thought, like, when he got shot. Like, did you think he actually died? And if so, like, were you happy or sad? Like, what?
I just knew he didn't because I kind of was remembering things and I was like, they're not going to kill him because that would be horrible. So yeah, I just kind of had a feeling like there's no way he's dead. I knew he wasn't dead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, and it was a misdirect, but I wouldn't think that because no, I mean, not that the ending was super because, like you said, he just ran away, but
yeah, that would have been so sad. That would have been really just the whole thing just sucks for this poor thing.
Like, just the last scene is just a mound of dirt with like a cross and a rat on the top of it. The end. Oh no.
And I honestly thought, like, when because I read the description, so I knew that somebody was going to come kidnap him and try to take mine off him. So in the beginning, when those two guys were down there, and I knew they were going to grab him with a bag and whatever, I was like, look, he's got this little home, and he's got his little record player, and he's got all these toys and all these things, and he's got this happy little home that he's comfortable in, and they're just going to rip him out of there. It's like, you know, he's fine, just leave him alone.
I didn't think he was going to die. Like, it just looked like a... You know, because they shot him here. If they had shot him somewhere in the chest, I would think he was going to die. But, like, either way, I was like, no, I don't want him to die. Though I'm with Melanie on the idea that, like, it would have been at least a warmer ending if she somehow was able to take care of him. Because, you know, but though he was doing just fine on his own, but he still needs, you know, other people in his life. Like, you know, like he could, even though... It's basically saying everyone in society is terrible. This movie is saying that. Like, there's not one person that what's that?
And the thing is,
I kind of agree. That's why I have him.
Aww.
So sweet.
Animals.
Yeah, me too. I have a million. It's like I have a bunch of them. I'm a big
fan. For the record, rats are social animals and need other rats for companionship.
They're super smart. Okay. Rats are super, super smart.
Well, they're very smart, but they also, they can't live by themselves.
Shit, I was going to say something. I don't know what it was now. Oh, my God.
He's smart enough to get electricity by himself.
Okay, this is what I was going to say. This is what I was going to say. I don't like how in the movie they made him, like, sexually attracted to her. I thought it would be better if he looked at her like a mother figure because he hadn't had a mom in a while.
Sure.
And in the beginning, he was getting close to her and he wanted her to read the book and then he fell asleep. And I thought that would have been a cuter story. I would have liked to have seen that changed. And the whole reason they were looking for prostitutes is because he was like, hey, there's other girls out here. Like, no, I think that, like, I think they should have taken the prostitute thing away because it made him, would be making him more innocent because he was a kid. And then also to have him look at her like more of a mother figure. And then also maybe she could have started acting more like one and maybe could have taken care of him at the end. I think that would have just been nicer. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Better
times for Rat Boy. That's all.
We still have hope.
Yep.
For the future.
Rat Boy 2. Make Rat Boy 2. And yeah.
They make it now and people are like, wait, part 2? Where's part 1?
Just you need to remake it and you need to make it a bit better.
Yeah, of course. Right. Well, that was our show, everybody. I'd like to thank Anais Lucia for joining us here. If you can just remind everybody how to find you.
You can find me, my comedy account, it's Anais Lucia Comedy on Instagram. And then my main one is Girl and Her Shiba Dog. And then also if you just look up Anais Lucia Comedy on YouTube, you can see some of my comedy videos on there.
Awesome.
They're super funny. I've started watching them, Jay, when you sent me the thing. I got sidetracked, but like, because I had to go do something, but like, I watched a lot of them and I'm like, she's super funny. I was like, I'm going to start following you. I really liked you. You're really cute. You got to go look at Chris. She does like Home Alone stuff and she did the Amber Heard stuff. I can't remember what else, but like, I started scrolling through all of them and they were really, really good.
I'll check it out.
I'm telling her too, I have another one that I'm working on that I'm going to post probably hopefully within the next month, but it's very relevant to anyone who watched a certain channel. In the 80s, most of my 80s and 90s kids.
MTV?
So you guys will like it when I put it up. Yeah.
All right, she's not gonna tell us. We gotta wait.
Just give us a hint.
I'm gonna spoil it.
Okay. Hey, also she shared, it was a serious video that she shared, but it was somebody that was a guest of our show as well, Ben Gleep.
Oh, he's funny.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on for Goonies. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, and I also, you guys had Cenk on, and I met Cenk a few years ago in LA, and he's so nice. So I thought it was so cool that we had him.
Yeah,
on
he
here.
Was really good.
Yeah, we had him on a couple of around Thanksgiving. It was awesome. So small world, huh? Well, I'd also like to thank Steve Lavoy for our vocal imaging and Draco and the Malfoys for our theme music. And please help us grow by liking this video and subscribing to our channel. And be sure to hit the bell icon to get notified whenever we release a new episode. And be sure to tell your friends about us. I am Jay Fortier. On the behalf of Melanie Howerton and Chris Martineau, I'd like to thank you again for joining us here on the Film Crickets. And until next time, movies may not age like fine wine, but we drink it anyway. Bye.